שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי...
Hello, we will be reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam. We will be reading from Shamati, Shamati 23, You who love the Lord hate evil. You can find all of our texts on kabbalahmedia.info or on the Galaxy platform itself. Again, Baal HaSulam 23, You who love the Lord hate evil.
המאמר הזה הוא אוהב.
This article,
זה מאמר.
You who love the Lord hate evil is the most fundamental article that we have in the Shamati articles. Even though it is short and not so conspicuous, however, it has to do with the foundation of creation. The Creator says, I only created the evil inclination and nothing else besides that. Wherever you search within you, whatever you detect around you, according to the perception of reality, as we learn, you will only see evil. Or if you don't see it, then you're supposed to see it. You should reach a state where you will feel that all the things that you detect in reality in general, including yourselves, it all comes to you through your own ego, through the evil inclination. And if you want to see the opposite world, the upper world, my world, says the Creator, then you have to turn this evil to good. And only in such a way do you build the upper world. You make me. And there is no other way. This means that our state, you might say our mission that we have before us, is that in each and everything we will see our ego, the evil. How we feel reality only through it. Reality in itself cannot be comprehended or perceived only when it goes through our ego. Therefore, who knows what is the true reality? Therefore, it is upon us, through the group, through the study, through all kinds of means, to try to recognize that everything that we feel is all in all just our ego, our ego. And we need to hate it, to hate that attitude, to hate our approach to each and everything. So much so that we will very much want to be on the other side of our perception. And that way, we should try and build the spiritual world. What does this mean? That it does not exist. We build it out of hatred to the evil that is now revealed. And only in such a way do we reach the good, the Creator, the upper world. And it's clear to us because the Creator created the upper reality from above downward, and he created Adam HaRishon, that soul, and he broke it by turning its desire to be in order to receive. And by this, he's giving us an opportunity. The only one that there is. So that we need to reach the opposite form in order to bestow. How do we reach that? Out of us starting to hate what we feel, what we see, what we detect. That we discover that everything that we perceive is our evil inclination. So much so that I constantly see myself as being in a world which is entirely simply the display of my evil. Otherwise, I wouldn't detect it. And then I yearn to turn it into good. To see it in the opposite way. As it says, I saw an opposite world. This is our work. Therefore, let us read this article. It is short, but very much to the point. And let's see, how do we build from the world that we see through our senses, as we learn in the perception of reality, the bad world, when we start hating that bad, through it, bit by bit, with the help of the Creator, we start to see the opposite world. As it says, I have seen an upside-down world. Please.
The writings of Baal HaSulam, Shamati 23, you who love the Lord hate evil. In the verse, quote, you who love the Lord hate evil, he preserves the soul of his followers, he will save them from the hand of the wicked, end quote. He interprets that it is not enough to love the Creator and to want to be awarded adhesion, tfekut, with the Creator. One should also hate evil. Hatred is expressed by hating the evil called the will to receive. One sees that he has no way to get rid of it, and at the same time, he does not want to accept the situation. He feels the losses that the evil causes him, and also sees the truth that one cannot annul the evil by himself, since it is a natural force from the Creator, who imprinted the will to receive in man. In that state, the verse tells us what one can do is hate evil. And by this, the Creator will keep him from that evil. As it is written, quote, he preserves the souls of his followers, end quote. What is preservation? Quote, he will deliver them from the hand of the wicked, end quote. In that state, since he has some contact with the Creator, be it the smallest contact, he is already a successful person. In truth, the matter of evil remains and serves as an achoraim, or posterior, to the paltsuf. But this is only through one's correction. Through sincere hatred of evil, it is corrected into the form of achoraim. The hatred comes because if one wants to obtain adhesion with the Creator, then there is a conduct among friends. If two people realize that each of them hates what his friend hates and loves what and whom his friend loves, they come into perpetual bonding, like a stake that will never fall. Hence, since the Creator loves to bestow, the lower ones should also adapt to want only to bestow. The Creator also hates to be a receiver, and he, as he, is completely whole and does not need anything. Thus, man too must hate the matter of reception for oneself. It follows from the above that one must bitterly hate the will to receive, for all the ruins in the world come only from the will to receive. And through the hatred, one corrects it and surrenders under the Kedusha, or holiness.
Well, I still don't see questions. The only question really is, how do we, through the evil that we discover, reach hatred towards that evil, so much so that we begin from the opposite of the hatred to the evil, we start to see the good, to see spirituality. Spirituality in itself does not appear in us. We cannot detect spirituality. We don't have the kelim for it. We don't have such abilities. We are not on the side of the Creator. We are the created beings. Created beings means those who were created from the opposite of the Creator, from the opposite form, from the will to receive. So, how can we detect the upper force, his actions, his world, only out of us discovering his actions in our world, which is our whole world, as evil? As he says, I've created the evil inclination. If I look at each and everything and I recognize it as evil, and the Creator created it, in order for me to hate this evil, then I begin to see, in the end, the oppositeness of the evil. In this way, I reach the upper world, the Creator, the good. Therefore, those who love the Creator hate evil. And there is nothing in the middle. Either you love the evil, your ego, that you're in it, each and everything that you do in this life, each and everything that you detect in this world is evil. And if you start to detect it and to hate it, then you reach the Creator. Okay. Let's answer a few questions. Maybe it will give us the possibility to open up the topic. Spain 2.
Buenos días. Pregunta del grupo joven, de Javier. Si Bore creó este mundo.
Good morning. It's a question from the young group.
Para no confundirme entre aborrecer el mal y disfrutar de su bondad.
If the Creator created the evil inclination, how can I not become confused by hating the evil and enjoying the world?
Enjoying the world? Who told you that you're supposed to enjoy the world if the whole world is evil, is bad? You can only enjoy the fact that you are recognizing this evil, then in the opposite form, when you hate the evil, this is what you enjoy. This is why it says, you who love the Lord, hate evil. That if you hate the evil to that extent and in that form, you love the Creator. This is how you build your upper world. As it says, I saw an opposite world. From hatred to what you feel right now, and what you feel right now, you only feel it inside of your egoistic desire. When you hate feeling yourself and the surrounding reality in your egoistic desire, by that you turn over and you start to want and see and love in the form of bestowal. You know, the opposite form. then by that you begin to love the Creator. To the extent that you discover the opposite world, you love the Creator. To the extent that you don't yet discover the opposite world, you love this world and you hate the Creator. This is why, who are those who love the Creator? Those who hate evil. Whatever they are and whatever they recognize.
Toronto 1.
Должны мы рассматривать наше эго как зло только в себе, а в других это...
Do we need to see our egos as bad only in ourselves and in others, not to consider egoistic intentions as bad?
I see everything through my ego, and therefore, even if I divide the whole of reality into myself versus others, the others are also what I imagine to myself, and therefore it's not really them. Outside of the person, there is nothing. And the way it seems to him that there are other people, etc., it's only in order for him to establish himself more accurately towards the Creator. Okay.
Ita 4.
Buongiorno Rav. Che cosa significa che per ogni grado devo odiare l'inclinazione al male considerata achoraim?
What does it mean that I need to hate the evil inclination on every degree, which is called achoraim?
To hate means that you don't want it to exist. That you reject it, you want to burn it. To put it to death, to eradicate it from the world. This is called to hate.
Africa.
Rav, you said that there's nothing in the middle, and you either love the Creator and hate evil. And our question is, we also learned that a person must see himself as half righteous and half evil. So where does a person on the path stand, or in which box does he fall when you say that there's nothing in the middle?
כשאתה אומר שאין שום דבר באמצע, אז איפה בעצם נמצא האדם? לאן הוא משוייך?
לא, זה אנחנו מדברים שלעולם יראה אדם את עצמו
חצי. When we say that a person should always see himself as half guilty and half innocent, this is when we speak about our work, that one who wants to correct himself should be this way. This is how he should see himself. Why? Because if he wouldn't be a little bit innocent, how could he see the evil? He wouldn't be able to distinguish between evil and good. Therefore, the true state is that we are seemingly half bad, half good, and we have the strength from the good. Have that force so that we can correct the evil.
Can I add, Rav?
Yes.
Rav Omer, atem osim oti.
Rav says, you made me. How do we make the creator inside?
By building the force of his soul within us, inside of our will to receive, when we turn ourselves over, meaning to the opposite form, from bad to good, like what? By hating our nature, which the Creator has created, then we turn over this nature that he created, the bad nature, we turn it into a nature of good. By this, we show him that we love him. This is why it says, you who love the Creator hate evil. To the extent of my hatred to the evil, I show that I love the Creator. And we have to, in practice, turn the evil that is revealed, and the evil is on all sides, inside of me and outside of me. I see all of it only. It's only all my will to receive. I don't see the world, the universe, galaxies, stars, planet Earth, people. I see myself. Only myself. And I see this nature as evil. That's it. And this is why I need to reach a state where I hate that. And out of this hatred, I invert the egoistic world into an altruistic world.
Last question, when I see that everything is bad, everything is my ego, how do I do to not fall into negativity?
We have a group. You hold on to it. Then you bring it, your recognition of evil, along with the fact that you want to invert it into good, and you get support from them, and this is how you work. It's clear that everything is later corrected through forces that you get from the group. Okay. Asia.
Boker Tov. Yes, Kasheli Paul.
Good morning. It's difficult to swallow. First, there's a difference between the recognition of evil and hatred.
I can't hear you well. Speak slowly and clearly.
I'm saying that the recognition of evil and hatred, those are two different things. The hatred comes from the ego that needs to be annulled. And it's...
Are you asking something or are you giving us a lecture?
No, it's a question.
The recognition of evil and hatred, that's the same thing.
Thank you.
Buongiorno Rav.
Buongiorno.
La domanda è: non siamo ancora in adesione al creatore poiché non odiamo ancora abbastanza il nostro desiderio di ricevere per noi stessi? E come facciamo nella decina per raggiungere questa condizione?
Are we not in adhesion with the Creator because we still don't hate the will to receive for ourselves sufficiently? And how do we advance with this in the ten?
The fact that you work together on inverting your will to receive, turning it to be in order to bestow, it is considered that you invert it. Out of that, you begin to see in the whole world, in whatever you are, that there the force of the Creator is clothed, the force of bestow. Latin 6.
La forma del mal que se corrige a la forma de Joraim.
The form of evil, which is corrected in Horaim, posterior, is that preparation?
The form of the evil that is corrected, that's no longer a preparation. It's the foundation of the spiritual world. There is no spirituality and no corporeality. There's no such thing. It's not the way it seems to us, that there are these things that we see. There is no such thing. Rather, we build the spiritual world out of seeing our world, hating that perception, wanting to invert it, to turn it to in order to bestow, and thus the spiritual world is built.
Barur.
Is it clear?
Bulgaria 1. Раф, я запутан все это. С одной стороны, я, наверное, веду себя.
So I'm a bit confused now. On the one hand, there is me and everything that I perceive, the friends, the world, and it is said that we need to justify the Creator. How to tie these things together? On the one hand, to hate everything that I see.
That which I now see, it is all my ego. If I hate it, then instead of this ego, I begin to see love. And this is the love of the Creator. This is called the spiritual world.
Kiev 1.
Учитель, действительно, все то, что я вижу, это мое эго, с одной стороны, с другой стороны, есть мое соединение с десяткой.
Indeed, everything I see is my ego, on the one hand. On the other hand, there is my connection with the ten, love for the friends. So what does it mean to hate everything but for the connection with the friends? It's simply like to dive into that connection and to never emerge.
Yes, the best thing is to constantly be connected with the friends and whatever you discover, whatever you discover besides that, it's all your ego.
А как же видишь вся жизнь там человека, да? То
есть
it is all your ego. Yes, this is your life. And there is nothing more than that.
So we just need to agree to the fact, we are to agree with that everything is just about to be connected to the friends.
Through your connection with the friends, you will start to see the spiritual world as if through a magnifying glass.
Как убедиться, что вот эта связь с товарищами, что она тоже не продиктована?
How to be convinced that the connection with the friends is...
It
does change. You constantly change it. And then you see to what extent it's a correct seeing and to what extent you're still seeing incorrectly, and then you have to constantly correct it.
А как я это вижу? Что?
How do I see that?
According to the extent of your connection with the friends, how much you are devoted to them against your egoistic desire. Against your egoistic desire that you hate your ego that does not allow you to cling to the friends. Here, precisely, you discover how much you are still in this world or you are already penetrating the spiritual world. Try it out. We will talk about it. But all of these things, you have to try them, to truly discover them.
Ita free.
Come facciamo ad odiare il desiderio di ricevere e però comunque rimanere nella gioia?
How can we hate the will to receive and still remain joyful?
In that you are going to hate the will to receive, by that you can be in joy because you are already on the way towards the goal.
Moscow free.
Раф, есть такие такое зло, как вы говорите, вне себя. То есть,
there is such evil, as you say, which is outside of you, meaning...
Настолько оно ужасное.
That you're even afraid to touch it. And you say that this is the me, the self. You're afraid to touch it. So what would you suggest to try to scrutinize that evil, knowing that the Creator will give you the power to contend with it,
You shouldn't tell the Creator what to do. Do it this way or that way, or straight or opposite. He'll give you this response or that response. You should do what is written. You have to reach a state where you hate your attitude to the whole of reality, to yourself, as much as you love yourself, and the whole of the surrounding reality, how much you reject it. That's it. Now, Germany.
Germany.
Так, можно ли сказать, что желание получать эту гневность возникает как процесс работы, сказать, оставаясь? В итоге этого процесса мы должны прийти как бы к некому молитве от безысходности.
Еще раз повтори, коротко и ясно.
Можно ли сказать, что сознание зла — это не процесс?
Не слышу, не слышу. Глотаются все слова. Еще раз.
Сказать, что процесс осознания зла — это некий процесс, в итоге которого мы приходим к молитве.
Нет, непонятно все равно. Исправьте микрофоны. Mac VG 3.
You need to fix your microphone. Mac VG 3.
Как правильно использовать нам ненависть ко злу для наших еще больших связей?
How to correctly use the hatred against the evil in order to form a greater connection between us?
You need to get from the force of the society the good force, by which you can activate yourself so as to discover the evil force that is in all of your relations, in how you relate to reality. From the good force that I get in the group, I try to see the evil in my whole relation to reality.
Spain 2. Oh, Spain 2 Kvaraya. No.
Oh, we had Spain 2 already. No. Focus group.
Questions from the internet. A question, a student asks, how do I come to hate the ego?
Look at everything you see inside of you and around you. And you should think that you see all of this through your own equality, which is the will to your will to receive in order to receive.
Even if I hate the evil, how does it allow us to build something that we don't have, namely a vessel with which to see the Creator?
If I hate the evil already, I have against it the opposite form. Like I flip over a clothing, let's say, a garment. This is called to build good from the evil. Because there is no good. The Creator only created evil. And when we discover the evil, and we get some illumination from Him, from the Creator, small illumination, then we can invert the evil to good. To ask of Him, and to do it.
Tov.
Okay.
Hebrew 10.
Now Hebrew 10.
Thank you, Av. Two questions, with your permission. How to recognize when just beastiness ends and the true will to receive begins?
I didn't hear you well.
When can you identify that the will to receive is at work?
The will to receive is constantly working. There's no such thing as it not working.
When can I discern between just beastliness, necessity, or the will to receive?
I don't understand this question. Necessity versus the will to receive in what? That's not a question.
When can I know where to define, clearly define the will to receive and hate that.
I also don't understand it. So we're done with you today and fix your microphone, otherwise you'll be on my blacklist. That's it. PT 31.
אין? טוב, סליחה.
No, sorry.
יש? כן, יעקב.
There is a question, יעקב.
סליחה. חבר מהצפון
שואל. Sorry, a friend from the north is asking, if a part of the ten opposes, is angry, opposes the part of the ten that shows importance for the morning lessons, is that the revelation of evil in the ten?
Of course, of course.
Where you have two parts of the ten that don't get along.
So what are you going to do?
What do you do, actually? What is the correction for each of those parts?
I don't know. This is a prolonged work until you elevate the importance of the morning lesson in the eyes of the friends. However, show them, find for them what Kabbalists write about the study at night.
They're mad at us for talking about it. Why are you talking all the time about dissemination, about coming to the lesson? They're angry with it.
Why does it bother them?
Well, that's actually a question. I don't want to try and interpret it, but perhaps it's...
Doesn't Bala Sulam write that we should publicize the wisdom of Kabbalah in any way possible? All in all, where do I do something that is not written by my teachers, Bala Sulam and Rabash, and before that, Bala Shem Tov and other great Kabbalists? What am I doing that they write the opposite?
What is to walk humbly? Perhaps we need to be a little less noisy?
To be humble means that I don't open myself up. Be humble with the Lord your God, not with this small audience that we somehow nevertheless need to educate. And all Kabbalists write about that. Why do we exist in this world? So that we can exist here and from it reach the upper world. Otherwise what? We're like animals? A generation goes, a generation comes, another generation goes, another generation comes. What? I don't argue with such people. They should read our books. Well, not our books. Books that were written by Kabbalists about how much we are obligated to publicize a method of correction, because without that, man is a beast, and as he was born, so he will die, and nothing happens. They cannot lift themselves above the ground. That's it. That's what I can say.
What awakens
the anger?
Of course, you're disturbing them from living a peaceful, quiet life, like beasts. You come to animals, right? Let's say the cow shed, and you want to awaken them to be like humans. And it's good for the cows to be the way they are. They just eat and drink, and what do they care? Why are you disturbing us from having a nice, quiet life? It's true. It says adding reason, adding pain. It's true. But do we want to remain animals?
So on one hand, that's what I feel.
If this is what they want, let them do whatever they want on the side. I would simply disconnect from them. I would disconnect from them. If they want to hear the lessons, let them hear them. If they don't want to, they won't hear them. That's their business. I'm not doing it for them. They don't want to hear lessons during the morning, that's their problem. They don't want to publicize, that's their problem. I only work with those who want to study and want to publicize it, as Kabbalists write to us. I don't want to hear them, I want to hear people of attainment who say so.
Can I add?
Yes.
I think that the problem is that people don't like the pressure and the criticism.
Okay, let them, you know, go to a retirement home and end their lives there. This is why the coronavirus is coming to us, and there are other things on the way. Just you wait and see what happens. Because they just want to live peacefully. They don't want any corrections. What do you want out of us? I wrote today on Twitter before the lesson that how come Israel is now in such a bad place regarding the corona blow all over the world? Because they're not doing what needs to be done. They're not doing what they have to do. We have to show the whole world what is the true treatment with such a general global blow. Connection. Only connection. And they're not doing it.
The question is, what measure of pressure or criticism can the 10 the 10 can enact upon the members of the 10 who don't...
No one is demanding any commitments for them, but they should understand what needs to be done and where they are. That's all. And not yell on those who want to keep it, like those who want to keep it are not okay. Anyone who disqualifies is disqualifying through his own flaws. I understand them, but why do you hinder the others who do want to reach the purpose of life? You just want to live like beasts. And the most important thing is to feel good and nice in your life each and every moment. Well, live like that. Nobody's telling you anything. But don't you hinder the others. Why do you carry the others behind you? Because you want to justify yourself in your own eyes? That's...
Sometimes the pressure just causes people to be driven away, to put a distance.
Let them go away. Let them go away to hell. I mean, sir, did you ever see me holding on to anyone? No one. And it's not going to help either. Let them go wherever. I don't need such students. Let them not be here. Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, I need strong people, people of work, who have patience and strength. That's it.
Moscow 7.
Рафу Денису микрофон барахлит, и он просит задать вопрос.
A question from Denise.
Что вообще такое ненависть? Это что значит я должен сделать?
What is hatred? What does it mean? What do I need to do?
Hatred is the force of rejection. All in all.
Peter 1.
Как связана ненависть к себе с любовью ближнему?
What's the connection between hating yourself and loving others? What's the connection between them? First, you need to hate yourself, and
that's right.
From
hating myself, I can reach the love of the friend, and not any other way. I cannot love myself and love the friend. It's not going to work. Only to the extent that I hate myself, I can love the friend. This is why it says, you who love the Lord hate evil. To the extent that I hate the evil, and the evil is me, my whole character, to that extent I can love the friend and the Creator.
French.
Bonjour. Comment mes amis de la dizaine peuvent m'aider à comprendre mon ego?
Hello, Rav. How can the friends in the 10 help me to understand my ego?
When
you will start to work with them together, where you will all want to express love towards each other, you will come to feel how much you don't want to love each other, how much you don't want to come closer together. And from that you will begin to discover the evil, and the evil was created by the Creator so that you will invert it into good, and you will come to see that you cannot turn it to good, but you can, however, turn to the Creator and ask it of Him. And then you will begin to feel that you have some connection to the Creator, where you come to Him and ask, and this is the connection, this connection is what you need.
Barur.
Clear?
Florida.
Если мне индивидуально раскрывается мое зло, и я его воспринимаю и чувствую,
individually I discover my own evil, I feel it and hatred appears within me, how can I correct it as quickly as possible? What are the steps that I should take if I'm in the 10?
Everything through the friends. I have nothing else to say. I won't give you the whole Torah right now. Discover the wicked. If you discover the evil, rather, if you discover the evil and you find that it's truly evil and you hate it, that guides you on the path. Kazakhstan.
Спасибо, Раф. Скажите, когда я в своих молитвах прошу дать мне силу отдачи любви к товарищам,
when in the prayer I ask for the power to love the friends and to be able to bestow to them, and at the same time it annoys me that it bothers me, should I develop this hatred towards the evil, or is this the ordinary result, typical results of our actions?
If I yearn to love, I discover hatred, and then I hate the hatred.
Baby UK.
Вот есть, насколько понял вопрос от Якова, есть товарищи, которые они и не идут, ну и не приходят. Они
friends who don't come.
Я по себе.
They remain on a more external circle. I felt it on myself that when I exert pressure on them, I demand from them, they are become rejected, however they do come closer. So how much
I cannot tell you what to do. This is your personal business. You know them, and I can't tell you what to do. Try not to lose them completely. Not to pressure them too much, or they will run away.
Chelyabinsk.
Учитель. Вот такой вопрос мы частично ответили, но все равно вот такое осознание, что если Творец подводит человека к осознанию, что
there is this recognition that if the Creator brings a person to the revelation of evil, the person apparently comes to the true prayer because he realizes that by himself he cannot hold himself on this thin line, thin border, and the recognition comes, and how difficult it is, and at the same time how full of joy it is to be a Kabbalist when you understand this fine line where you're constantly either making an effort to do it for the friends so that they'll have the possibility to be on this fine line of the recognition of evil, this inner sensation.
Вопроса я не слышу пока.
Вопрос в том, что
I can't hear a question.
The question is, should the whole group reach this state of the recognition of evil, or
you first? You take care of yourself, you reach the recognition of evil, and you will then want to invert it, to turn it into good. That's all.
Baltia 2.
Никак не могу избавиться от такого вопроса. Сегодня мы говорим о том, что надо ненавидеть свое зло.
Today we are talking about the fact that we have to hate the evil. But many times in the lessons we hear that we need to appreciate the evil, love it, kiss it. Does it mean that seemingly we should love it like an enemy that helps you to develop?
Yes, you are correct.
Continue. Now, who didn't we have yet? Tel Aviv 1.
מתקן לבחינת אחוריים.
To be corrected on the posterior.
I only heard the last words from your question.
What does it mean that one who hates the evil is corrected in the posterior, אחוריים?
It means that if he hates the evil, by that he builds the degree of the good. Inverts the evil and you will receive the good. That's the meaning of אחוריים, posterior.
The achoraim, the posterior, is the evil that turns into good?
Yes.
Thank you, Rab.
Haifa 3.
Haifa 3.
Rav,
what is the difference if we look through the true perception of reality? What is the difference between loving myself and loving the friend, or hating myself and hating the friend?
Lama ata ose et ze kacha?
Why are you dividing it like this? Perhaps I can hate myself and love the friend. And that's more true.
How could it be if I hate a part of myself? I see this part in the friend.
Mister, I'm not going to explain this all to you. You just keep thinking about it and read the article again and you will see. We need to hate the evil. The evil is our censor. It's our evil inclination in which I see everything within that evil. If I invert it to good, I will see the spiritual world. So, I now hate the fact that I am in the evil inclination. And everything that I now see is the opposite of the truth.
Tbilisi. Tbilisi.
Dear
Rav, I have the following question. I see the evil in me and I very much love the friends in the group.
Do you see evil in other groups?
No, not in other groups. But in general, in the group, the friends are great.
Good. So let's continue, and we'll see what happens next. You will come to discover how much you hate them, reject them. It's actually the people who advance that begin to criticize the group. But don't do it artificially. This is just how it will happen. That is how it will occur.
Moscow 4.
Вопрос от двоих. Что значит приблизиться к товарищам? Что значит любить товарищей?
What does it mean to come closer to the friends, to love the friends?
Соне.
If I hate myself, if I hate them, and I invert this attitude, despite the fact that I hate, I rise above this hatred through the tzimtzum, restriction, masach, screen, and ochozel, reflected light, and I begin to love them above my desire. Meaning in faith above reason, we call it. Then I come to spiritual connection with them.
Bishkek. Bishkek.
Доброе утро, Белый Раф. К чему все наши усилия, если все это он решает и делает?
What are all of our efforts for if the Creator will do everything?
Of course, the Creator does everything, but when He makes decisions, He takes into account what we want. Yes, He works on us, but this is this is according to what we are like at that point in time. So if we change, his behavior towards us also changes.
USA Northwest.
Hello, Rob. Hello, World Clean. Can we see the evil as a constant invitation from Creator? As he is constantly inviting. Can we see it as an invitation?
Can we die?
Yes, of course, yes. Who didn't we have yet? From abroad. Everyone. Right, so let's continue to, well, Galil West. I always start from those who are further away and then draw closer. Galil West.
Rav, how do you feel this energy, this quality called love of friends?
Don't you feel that when you're alone, when you disconnect from them, that after a while you don't know where you are, what's going on, what's happening? When you begin to connect to them, suddenly everything begins to work out, everything falls into place, everything seems right. Yes or no?
Hello.
Can.
Yes, it does give a lot of energy to feel the group.
So what's the question?
But what change does it create in the spiritual work?
In your spiritual work, this gives you, this defines the boundaries of your soul. The 10, that's your soul that you still cannot identify. You can only identify these faces. But soon, behind those faces, you will begin to see the components of your soul. Just so. It's written about this. Read and you will see.
Rav, aim sinatara
is the hatred of evil within me already, is that the point of adhesion with the friends and the Creator?
Yes.
Chaver.
Boker tov, Rav.
Good morning, Rav. You said once that we are sometimes in a circle, sometimes in a sphere. Can you explain that?
No. And it doesn't matter right now.
Thank you.
Excuse me, but I have to really sometimes have to put you all on the right track. Right? Even though the questions are correct. Petah Tikva 27.
Who is the one who hates the evil?
My point in the heart hates the evil. It's a good question.
How is it connected to the 10? What is the connection between the 10 and that part inside of me who hates the evil?
That very same point in me is called a part of the divine from above. And everything else is the evil inclination. And that point, the part of the divine from above, from that I begin to build my soul, my spiritual world.
So actually, I have this point from which the process begins, and it hates my lack of connection with the 10 and my lack of connection with the Creator.
Yes, Petach Tikva 33.
Should we try to detect the evil by ourselves, or is that only as a result of our efforts to connect?
Through my work in the 10, I need to discover how bad I am and to hate the bad, to hate the evil. And to the extent that I hate the evil, I want to get rid of it. And I feel that I cannot get rid of it. And so it follows that I invert it like a some piece of clothes, some shirt that you turn inside out. And instead of that evil, I receive the good. And instead of the egoistic world, I gradually receive the upper world. Petach Tikva
29.
Is it possible to measure that you reach the right hatred for the evil?
Measurements come later. Petach Tikva 5.
Yes, I don't manage today or change to understand this recommendation emotionally. Usually we say you should be above your situation, look at it from the side like a scientist, seemingly rise above whatever you feel and connect yourself to the right place.
Why? No, don't do it like that. Do it differently. Everything that I see through my ego. And so, I should hate what I see, because what I see is my ego. Good things I have to hate because my ego loves them. The bad things I should love because my ego hates them. It's the opposite. Opposites, right? Try it.
What you recommended right now, it's also a scientific observation or...
No, it's not scientific, sir. It's emotional, not scientific. Emotional, try... We're talking about emotions, loving, hating.
There's no moment where a person, first of all, to put make a restriction on whatever he feels and look at it seemingly from the outside and then to perform the next action?
You try it. Just, yeah, work on it. In short, I can't exactly understand what you're asking here.
Rob, can I continue this?
Yes.
I heard you say a few times that we should hate the entire surrounding reality.
Because you're seeing it through your ego, isn't that clear? Everything that you see, that you identify in reality. Imagine to yourself that, God forbid, you're unconscious. Just on your bed, unconscious. And then you awaken. What you feel in your body and around you, you feel all of it through your evil inclination. Now ask.
Great, that's clear. Now, until now we learned that our whole work is focused on the 10, in working on love of friends, trying to build love, discovering that we are the opposite, and then I hate the evil. Now I hear how actively I should try to identify evil in all of the reality around me.
Why is this important? Everything you see through your evil. Baal Sulam explains the perception of reality to us in that way.
Yes, but what is the practical work with that?
You need to hate it. To hate your perceptions. You want to get rid of it, to come out of yourself, meaning to invert everything you see.
Okay, now, the way I relate to a person during his day, now he is on the beach drinking coffee, does he hate how he relates to the coffee, or what does it mean?
Go to the beach, do the work, and then we will talk. Later, we will talk. You will come to discover how immersed you are in your ego and how much you want to get rid of it, but are unable to. You cannot come out of your skin, right? You can't.
Well,
and then you will turn to the Creator and ask and pray. Then you will also see how you're always
evil to your friends as well. You hate them, you reject them, you criticize them constantly. Then it is said that the evil is before you. Yes, that's the revelation of evil. Everything that I see around me and within me, I see through my ego. My children, I love them. It's through my ego. The neighbor's children, I hate. That's through my ego. Everything goes through my ego. And then, if you want to come close to the Creator, you have no choice. You have to hate this quality. Those who love the Lord hate evil.
Tov.
Petach Tikva 2.
I have a question about the hatred. I feel that it takes over me and I'm not able to calibrate it. I do feel the hatred, but I don't feel myself. Me who is praying for it to stop or something like that. I just feel hatred.
David, you keep going. You're on the path. Keep going. Discernments are lacking. After this lesson, you will have more discernments, and then we will speak. So who?
Latin 7.
Rab,
I'm a bit confused. Yesterday, you explained that I should believe that the ego is helpmate against me, so I should be grateful for the Creator's creation. Now I need to understand that my ego is something I have to get rid of, I have to hate it. I can't connect these two things together.
Why? No, don't be childish. It's only little children who hate something, they throw it away, they don't want it to exist. We, however, understand that everything that was created for a high need by the Creator. And as the Creator says, I hate evil, I hate the ego. The person also needs to come to a state where he hates the ego, and above the ego, he connects to the Creator through the friends. So what? There are things in the world, and our whole world is such that we need to hate it completely, in its entirety. That's the meaning of making a tzimtzum, a restriction above it, a masach, or chozer. We rise above it to the spiritual world. Read this article several times, all of you. Right?
Kiev 2.
Who didn't we? Kiev 2.
Kiev 2.
Рав, скажите, пожалуйста, отмена перед товарищами затушевывает зло к товарищу.
Rav, an element towards the friends, it pacifies, quiets down the hatred to the friends. What do I do?
That's fine. Yes, if I annul myself, it means that I've annulled the evil in me, so to speak. But, you know, step by step, try to do it each time, and you will see how much it helps you.
A
question from a friend. How do I develop sensitivity towards the evil that I discover? Even before I start to enjoy it egoistically,
I need to discover the evil and to try to hate it, to see how it hinders me from attaining the meaning, the purpose of life. That's how it should be.
Haifa free.
Good morning, Rav. Does the change begin when I start to feel each and every moment that I'm speaking from the ego? Let's say I'm talking at home or anywhere else, and suddenly I feel the ego rising opposite me. And then I actually...
It's good, true.
Each and every moment I feel I'm talking to someone or...
Yes, yes, every moment you discover that you're constantly enveloped by your ego. So we have Natanya today. Go ahead, Natanya.
Good morning, Rav. Should I hate the world that I see or my attitude? My attitude to the world that I see.
You need to hate both.
Because
if you ever perceive the world truly, you won't be seeing this world. The world is from the, it comes from the world, the word olam or ne'elam, vanishing.
Как одновременно не поедать себя поедом, чтобы не быть глупцом и ненавидеть зло?
Яхат им хаверим, им тасе.
Together with the friends, if you carry out those actions, you'll see that it's nice and good. You'll do it with song, with joy. Yes.
Moscow 1.
Если я вижу проблему в десятке, связанную с участием в уроке.
If I see a problem in the 10 related to participation in the lesson in such a way that it disconnects me from the good, is that also my evil?
Ken velo, kan tzichim advirur.
Yes and no. Further scrutiny is required. Usually no.
אבל יכול להיות שכאן זה מעורף האגו שלך.
But it may be that your ego is involved here.
Ну, אנחנו אולי...
All right.
ניתן לפוקוס גרופ לשאול.
Perhaps we will let the focus group ask.
Focus group.
Student is asking, how can I be certain that I'm not deluding myself when I see good?
איפה אתה רואה טוב? אני לא יודע.
Where do you see good? I don't know. But perhaps you are... under some delusion, I cannot say.
The student from Hari is asking, if there's no way to love the friend without hating myself, my will to receive, what does the sentence mean, love your friend as yourself?
It means that the same way you love yourself in your ego, you should begin loving the friend with your will to bestow. So it's exactly inverted.
What?
If I love to be with the friends, if I like to have workshops with them, I like studying with them, should I hate that as well? Because it's good for my ego?
No. It pulls you towards, does it pull you towards the purpose of creation, the purpose of life, or are you doing it to feel more pleasant? If you transcend the desire to enjoy and you do it with a very clear-cut spiritual goal to bestow, then you'll be happy that you have it. Okay, perhaps, Michael, we can continue. Look, I would read it again, actually. Read it, please.
Okay, so reading again from the writings of Bala Sulam, those who love the Lord, you who love the Lord, hate evil. Shamari 23. In the verse, you who love the Lord, hate evil. He guards the souls of his followers. He will save them from the hand of the wicked. He interprets that it is not enough to love the Creator and to want to be awarded vekut, adhesion with the Creator. One should also hate evil. Hatred is expressed by hating the evil called the will to receive. One sees that he has no way to get rid of it.
At the same time, he does not want to accept the situation. He feels the losses that the evil causes him. And he also sees the truth, that one cannot annul the evil by himself, since it is a natural force from the Creator, who imprinted the will to receive in men. In that state, the verse tells us what one can do is hate evil. And by this, the Creator will guard him from this evil. As it is written, he guards the souls of his followers. What is the guarding? He will deliver them from the hand of the wicked. In that state, since he has some contact with the Creator, be it the smallest contact, he is already a successful person. In truth, the matter of evil remains and serves as an achwaim posterior to the patzut. But this is only through one's correction. Through sincere hatred of evil, it is corrected into a form of achwaim. The hatred comes because if one wants to obtain dvekut, adhesion with the Creator, then there is a conduct among friends. If two people realize that each of them hates what his friend hates and loves what and whom his friend loves, they come into perpetual bonding, like a stake that will never fall. Hence, since the Creator loves to bestow, the lower ones should also adapt to want only to bestow. Likewise, the Creator hates to be a receiver, as he is completely whole and does not need anything. Thus, men too must hate the matter of reception for oneself. It follows from all the above that one must bitterly hate the will to receive, for all the ruins in the world come only from the will to receive. And through the hatred, one corrects it and surrenders under the Kedusha, holiness.
Well, I hope that this, the article is a bit more clear. We're not going to answer more questions now. Read it a few times, and you will see that if you apply it, you get answers. The wisdom of Kabbalah is a practical wisdom. If you want to know what's written, you need to actually implement what's written. And for the time being, we shall continue to... Well, there's nothing we can do. We have much more to go through. So
before we move on to the next part, we'll hear a nigun together.